We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we're going to go over to South Haven.
Ypsilanti, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And that's exactly where we are in our studios. And I'm going to stay around the area here a little bit. We're going to spend a little time right now with Bill Ballinger, owner of the Ballinger Report. I can't tell you how many days I have stood out by my mailbox waiting for the Ballinger Report to come through terrible weather, Bill. And then somebody that works with me told me it was over the internet. I don't know.
Absolutely right. So you're wasting your time standing by your mailbox.
This would not be.
BallingerReport.com. So the Ballinger Report, one word, you go to that. We even have a Friday morning podcast. We got to get you on as one of our guests. Chris.
Oh, well, you don't want to scare people. Let's wait till they get solid. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I appreciate that. But, you know, it's true, though. There, so many of us around Michigan have waited on your angle on things that are taking place. And it's just, I think, essential for us to have you on periodically. And we want to make sure we get back on that schedule, so to speak. So Bill, let's talk a little bit about what's top of mind for everybody. And I used to be embarrassed to say, well, it's way too early to talk about that. But it's really not anymore. And that's, of course, the election cycle. And,
right.
And the gubernatorial race here in Michigan.
Yeah.
So give me some insight.
Well, you've got a wide open race on both sides, Democrat and Republican, for the nomination for governor. Although I think there are favorites in each race. Bill Schuette, the attorney general, is the favorite for the Republican nomination. Brian Kelly, lieutenant governor, is also running. Dr. James Hines, who is an obstetrician from Saginaw, is running. And State Senator Patrick Kolbeck from the Northville, Plymouth, Western Wayne County, Canton area. They're all running for the Republican nomination. On the Democratic side, Gretchen Whitmer, a former state senator, is the favorite, I would say. But you also have two very interesting candidates, Abdul El Sayed, who is the former health director for the city of Detroit, a very bright guy in his early 30s, was a Rhodes Scholar, worked for Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, obviously, very intelligent. He's running. A guy named Sri Tanadar, and you may have seen his ads on TV. He is an entrepreneurial, successful Indian-American businessman who has committed $5 million of his own money to the race for the Democratic nomination. And then there's a former Xerox executive named Bill Cobbs, African-American, C-O-B-B-S, Cobbs. He's running. So I'd say it's Whitmer and Schuette the favorites, but we got a long way to go.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And there's so many things that can happen, as we know, between now and then to change that whole thing. I mean, who would have said this far out in the first campaign that Rick Snyder ran in that he would be getting through the general,
absolutely.
Let alone.
He wasn't known to anybody in Michigan until Super Bowl Sunday in early February of 2010 when he put up that One Tough Nerd ad on TV. Remember that?
Yep.
And from that point on, he began to build his name ID. He was a complete unknown when he started. And he had the good fortune of running against four Republicans who were more conservative than he was. And they kind of split up the conservative vote, and he was more moderate, and he got the nomination. He got the plurality. And, of course, it was a great Republican year, and whoever won the Republican nomination was likely to be elected, and that turned out to be Rick Snyder.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing stuff. So, listen, there's a lot of other things changing around here in this election cycle. Give us a little insight on what kind of the hot corners are.
Well, all of the so-called constitutional offices, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, they're all open because everybody who's in those offices right now is term limited. So you've got, you know, heated fights for the nomination on the Democratic and Republican side for Attorney General, Secretary of State. But a lot of people don't realize that is not subject to a statewide primary election in August like the governor is. That is decided in a state party convention, Republican and Democrat, respectively, in late August. So we don't know who the nominees are going to be. Then you got the State House of Representatives, 63-47 Republican right now. Democrats have to gain 9 seats to get a majority. That's possible, but probably the odds are against it. On the Senate side, it is a huge 27-11 majority for the Republicans. And even if they lose a few seats, which I think most people think they will, they're still probably going to have the majority by a comfortable margin. The congressional delegation is 9 Republicans, 5 Democrats. And the Democrats have taken aim at 2 seats, mainly in Oakland County, the 11th district and the 8th district, and they think they have a chance to win those. I think the odds are against the Democrats winning those seats, but anything is possible if it turns out to be a big wave year. There's also going to be 2 Supreme Court seats on the ballot this year, both held by Republicans. Republicans now have a 5-2 majority on the Supreme Court. So if the Democrats could win both those seats, they'd take control of the Supreme Court, which could be very important because we've got a census coming up in 2020.
All right, Bill Ballinger, thanks so much. Appreciate it, my friend. And we will call on you periodically to make sure we know exactly how this whole election cycle is turning around. Bill Ballinger, owner, The Ballinger Report, in Lansing, Michigan. We're going to be right back on the Michigan Business Beat. I'm Chris Holman. You're listening on the Michigan Business Network.